You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me here is Paul Farvar, who is a comedian and also knows a little bit about the law, I would say, somewhat. Also joining me in studio is Todd Belcour, who is the executive director of a non-for-profit called Social Change and a lecturer in law at the University of Chicago Law School. On the line with us is leader Lou Lang, who I will be seeing this week because I'm heading down to Springfield, as is he. Hi, leader Lou. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I'm well. It's been a long week, and I'm guessing you've had a lot of interesting discussions since last Tuesday.
There have been quite a few, yes.
Well, first of all, let's start with what's going on in Springfield. What is the veto session so that people understand?
So we spend all spring working on bills, and quite a few of them pass, and the governor has the option of signing them or vetoing them or partly vetoing them, which is what we call an amendatory veto. And during the fall veto session, we have an opportunity to address those vetoes, whether to agree with them or override them. There may also be other legislation, new legislation that hasn't been voted on yet that we can take up while we're here.
And what have you been hearing in the last week from, because one of the really important elements, I think, to learn from this election is, as we've been trying to share with our audience, is it's important to be in communication with your legislators, with your state representatives, with your state senators. And again, with us is Leader Lou Lang, who is a leader of the House in the Springfield, the House of Representatives. And what are you hearing from constituents after last week's election?
Well, first of all, they're worn out. It was a very long election process, a very long election season, and many of them, of course, are disillusioned. In my district, we had a very heavy turnout, but as you know, nationally, the turnout was not as high as we would have liked, certainly on our side of the aisle. It's very clear that Hillary Clinton, our Democratic candidate for president, was not able to turn out as many votes as President Obama did, and that led to her defeat. And so a lot of Democrats are talking about how that happened, what to do about it in the future, and I think it's going to create a new level of activism within our party. Obviously, there's been a new level of activism in the Republican Party, and all that in the end will be good for America and good for Illinois.
Are you hearing from any constituents? I know that you represent the area that includes Lincoln Wood and Skokie. Is that correct? Niles as well?
That's correct. I have a little of Morton Grove and a little chunk of Chicago, the 50th Ward as well, Rogers Park.
And what's your district, just so people know?
District 16.
District 16. Because I'm wondering if there are people calling you that are afraid, that are worried about their future as a result of this election.
Certainly, there's a lot of that. If you're a minority, Jewish, Muslim, African-American, Hispanic, even Asian, you have a concern about the kind of rhetoric that we heard during the campaign. You have a right to be concerned about the kinds of appointments that President-elect Trump is making. And people are very concerned. I have tried to alleviate their fears by saying we have to keep an eye on all of this. But in the end, America has endured good and bad presidents. And none of us hope Donald Trump will be a bad president. Even those who worked vigorously to defeat him will hope he's a good president. And there's much to be concerned about, but as long as we keep our eyes open and our ears open and express ourselves to our leaders and our leaders express our will, I think this can work out.
Do you get the sense that, because I'm sure that there were also Republican voters in your district, as I know that in the far northwest side of Chicago, there are areas of the Chicagoland area that went red, and you know, most of the outside of the city of Chicago, a huge Trump turnout. Is there a way, I mean, do you think that there are constituents who avoid contacting you because they're like, well, he's not going to listen to us. I'm a Republican. You know, I'm not going to bother calling Leader Lou. Do you ever run into that?
I'm quite sure that's true. But the fact is that most legislators within degrees are open to everybody. In fact, I open myself up to people out of my district as well. My title is state representative. I have a responsibility to those, whether they're in my district or outside of my district, whether they support my party or they don't, to listen. And I try to do that. And I think most legislators do. There's this thought that people in public life are hunkered down and not caring and not listening. I don't find that to be the case. Certainly there are legislators that are better at their job than others. Certainly there are those who are more open and gregarious out there than others. Certainly most legislators I know do their best to listen to all points of view and try to take that information in as they make decisions.
Well, because one of the reasons I ask is I had spoken to Representative John Cabello on Friday, who represents the area near Rockford, and he said he's not hearing from any constituents who are afraid. And in fact, he said people who are afraid are being ridiculous. And that kind of, I thought, was a little bit harsh because, he's not alone. Obviously, there are a lot of people who are celebrating, who, you know, are calling a lot of people whiny and crybabies, not quite understanding the fear that some people have, whether it's, you know, individuals who have come here, have created a life, and are afraid that their parents might be deported or they might be deported, or Muslims who are concerned about their own safety, whether it's just walking down the street, or what does it mean for people like them trying to come into this country to save their lives?
This fear doesn't come from no place. The rhetoric in the campaign was very harsh. The rhetoric in the campaign was pretty frightening for those who came to America to escape tyranny, to those who came here looking for a better life. Some of the rhetoric in the campaign was very difficult to listen to. And I've heard from various different constituencies that would have reason to be concerned about the rhetoric. Now, there may be coming out evidence that the rhetoric will not match the actions, but we don't know that. And so there will be those who are concerned. If the rhetoric during the campaign was not as strong and aggressive as it was, then people would be addressing their concerns about the election of Donald Trump in a different way. And so I think in a real way, while I may not like the results of the election, it seems to me that we have more Americans listening to what's going on than ever have before. Some responded in one way, some responded in another. But it's actually a good thing that Americans and people living in America have taken notice of the commentary during the campaign of the candidates. It's actually a rare thing, and it may lead us to a better place.
Well, Leader Lou, I want to thank you. And when we post this podcast, I'm going to go ahead and attach the phone number to your office, if you don't mind, so that people know where to reach you. As you mentioned, you open your office to all Illinoisans as a state representative, and I appreciate that. I'll probably do the same with Representative John Cabello's podcast as well, so people know where to reach out. Because I do think one of the gaps we have, in particular in Illinois, and this seems to be true as a result of the election that we've seen, the disparity, the sort of distance, you know, whatever that is, between the urban areas and our rural areas. I know that there's a little bit of contention between Chicago and downstate. And I think we need to find a way to make everyone feel like they are part of Illinois.
So I've been a member of the Illinois House for 29 years. And for that entire time, and probably long before I was here, there has been a wall, if you will, between upstate and downstate, between Cook County and the rest of the state. And that's unfortunate. Because while we may have different views on some very important issues, we all want to educate our children. We all want our communities to be safe. We all want people to have good, high-paying jobs. We all want to be able to take care of our parents when they need it. And so we have a lot in common, and we spend so much time talking about our differences that we don't spend enough time talking about what we have in common so that we can move forward together to fix some of those things that we can agree on. And if we can start doing that, some of those differences will start to look not so great.
Thank you so much, Leader Lou. I think that we need to keep having conversations like this. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the floor of the House.
Stop by. I'm glad to see you, Patty, and thanks for having me with you tonight.
My pleasure. Again, that's Leader Lou Lang from the 16th District. We will post the podcast along with information for his office so you can reach out. Have a great night. More after this on 720 WGN.
Chicago's most accurate forecast.
Get the word out and get it out fast.
From Tom Skilling and the WGN Chicago Weather Center team.
Tom Skilling from the WGN Weather Center.
Today on 720. 720-